Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Welcome, everyone, to the very first episode of the Heart Grapevine Radio with your host, Smith Hart. I am Matt Joslin. This is our very first show. A few technical glitches to get us started, but it looks like everything's a go. I'd like to welcome our very prestigious and well-renowned first son of the very legendary Stu Hart, Mr. Smith Hart. How are you today, Smith?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. I'm enjoying myself. I'm at a Billy Corgan concert. He's a very big wrestling fan and a promoter himself. And actually, you know, he's writing for TNA right now and trying to expand with him. So I'm
Have you had a chance to talk some of TNA's creative with Billy tonight?
I did. And he said they're, I don't want to quote him, misquote him, but basically, as I already, you and I had both experience. They don't want any help. They want Dixie wants to do it herself, and
yeah.
You know Billy's strained even doing it to the degree that he does do it. They're restrictive as hell.
Yeah, that's good.
So whatever, you know, that's their loss. That's their.
How long until Billy goes on stage here tonight?
Basically, you might say momentarily. Right now, I'm in an elevator. Tiny little elevator, not much bigger than a phone booth at Massey Hall, because it's so noisy out there. They're warming up a bit.
Yep.
But anyway, hopefully we'll get this interview conducted and, whatever.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and try and get one of our guests on the line here if we could. I don't know if
the big bad boy from Texas that we were thinking of or not.
I think so. And Mike, are you able to dial that number for our big friend from Texas?
I'm going to call that person right now for you guys. Hold on.
All right. Thank you. So, Smith, while we get our customer on the line, our first guest, let's talk about what our audience might be able to hear, our listening audience might be able to expect from our show here today. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up in the Hart family dungeon?
That was in the good old days, long before the Attitude Era and even the sports entertainment era. That was, I was born in 1948, and by the time I came to Calgary, I was 3 years old. So it's from the 50s on, pretty much, I was living in the big mansion in Calgary, where I was joined by a total of 11 more siblings. But it was all the land we had there in the 21-room house and the carriage house, in addition to that, and all the animals, goats, chickens, cows, horses, and the big vegetable garden and fruit garden. We were raised, very healthily. And, the wrestlers, I'd see them only on Saturday mornings when they'd show up to get their pay after the Friday night show. But they're on the road 6 days a week, pretty much. And I know we were too small to go to the matches, and there was a lot of smoke inhalation. So my dad discouraged that because he was very puritanical of clean living. There was no cigarettes, no smut, no prescription drugs, no liquor, no nothing in our house, not even white sugar or pop or any of that stuff. We lived very healthy lives. And we were very active from morning till night, outside mostly, just running around like little devils. And we were all kind of self-sufficient and isolated. But it was interesting to see the giants of wrestling, literally and figuratively, not to mention the wrestling bear and midgets and lady wrestlers and blimps, like Calhoun and Blimp Levy and the giants of the era, the Cardiff Giants, for instance. And then the boxer, the ex-boxing champions, heavyweight champions that came in to referee the matches, like Jack Dempsey and Muhammad Ali and Joe Louis and Jersey Joe Walcott. And, of course, Timur Kanera was one of our wrestlers. And, it was a charmed life. We lived isolated. And the television was on at midnight. It was called Mat Time, our first TV show. We ran long before TV came to Calgary. But
Smith, I don't mean to cut you off, but you got a pretty important guest that's actually waiting on the line. I was wondering if we might be introduced. One of the greatest wrestlers of all time, the Texas Rattlesnake, Jason Stone Cold Steve Austin.
How you doing?
Hey,
how's
good.
It going,
nice
Steve?
To hear you.
I'm doing okay. Good to hear your voice too, boys. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What's it like down Texas right now?
Not bad. I'm on the ranch having a couple Steve Rogers. I just groomed my dogs. I just groomed myself, and I'm feeling pretty damn good.
And you chased it all down with some Jack's beer, I suppose.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. Cheers.
Thank you. And Mr. Austin, what was it like there last week? You were in front of 100,000 people down in Dallas, Texas, your home state. What was that like?
I was a little bit pissed off because the fact is they only gave me 6 weeks' notice that this was going to happen. And I worked my ass off, but I couldn't get rid of the big old beer gut. I couldn't get rid of the big old beer belly. And then all of a sudden, Shawn Michaels comes out there and looks better than he's ever looked in his whole damn life. I mean, he looked like $1 million, and it pissed me off. But, hell, I still had a blast, and I whooped some ass.
That was quite the dance you did there with the New Day as well. You've been practicing your dance steps.
Yeah, I was kind of trying to impersonate Shawn Michaels there.
I was always taken back by the time Rock serenaded you before one of the big WrestleMania matches. You guys were singing some Jimmy Buffett song or something. And
what's that flower you have on? Could it be a fade of rose from days gone by? I remember that. Good time.
Yeah.
How you doing, Smith?
Good, buddy.
Well,
my sister Diana says hello.
Well, I think we've had a little bit of fun here, but we should be honest with our audience here. Obviously, this is not the real Texas Rattlesnake. We'd like to welcome the most famous impersonator in all of professional wrestling history and one of the greatest, funniest comedians and one of the best friends of the Hart family. Welcome, Jason Sensation. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks very much for having me, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
And Smith, man, happy to hear you too. Are you doing good?
I'm doing good, brother, and God bless you, buddy. I've always loved you, and I know Owen did, and anybody in my family that knew you loved you.
Thank you. I love
more
you too,
Steve
man.
Austin,
I love your family.
how's your health? I know you're had a heart attack or something. I've had cancer recently, and I've conquered it. So the way I feel, I've conquered it.
That's wonderful. Oh, I'm happy to hear that. I've been worried about you. You're in my prayers, man.
Yeah.
That's great news.
Yeah, I really
Thank
did
God.
Feel like I was dying, and I felt like I just as soon die as go on with all the pain. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't function, if you know what I mean. All these toxins were building up inside me. And, you know, I just I was 6 months of that, and I wasn't diagnosed or anything. And finally, they said you got cancer, and then when they did the bone scan, they said it had spread. And I might have two or three kinds of cancer, but so far I've been taking these things that are called chemical castrators or testosterone annihilators, and apparently there'll be no more woodies for Mr. Hart, but I'll have a healthy life otherwise. You know,
well, thank God. At least you're out of pain, man.
Yeah, well, you know, if I get too far gone, I'll maybe it might be a ticket into the WWE. I'll have to talk to Pat Patterson about that. But basically, I still like girls, and even though I'm kind of like a neutered schlep eunuch, I'm starting to put weight on again, and I'm feeling great, you know, and it's springtime. That's my favorite season, so... And in Calgary, it's like 25 above zero. And in Toronto, where I'm at now, it's like about 10 above. So and I'm wearing thong sandals as usual and suffering the consequences. But anyway, you cheered me up, Jason. You're a great mimic. And like Owen was a pretty good mimic. And a lot of my brothers were pretty good mimics. They'd do my dad's voice sometimes to handle a situation. And, you know, unbeknownst to Stu.
Have you ever been able to do a Stu Hart impression there, Jason?
No, I did it a lot better than Alice Hayes ever did. Like that.
No, Jason,
but,
not Smith.
Smith. Oh, Jason,
Jason,
yeah, go ahead.
Let's hear Smith. No, I want to hear Smith. It probably isn't as good as yours, Smith.
Well Smith sounds like Stu to begin
Brett,
with.
Brett does a pretty good Stu Hart, and Owen did a pretty damn good Stu Hart. But my late brother Dean, as I was telling you a podcast earlier, he was the master. Dean was the best. He did Stu dead on.
Awesome. Yeah, I've
Jason.
Heard Brett tell that story. Oh, yeah? Sorry, man.
I'm on an interview right now.
Jason, I was going to ask there, you know, Smith alluded to it earlier, your health there. You had a heart attack. Can you tell us a little bit about how you're doing right now?
Yeah, physically I'm doing a lot better. It was a pretty scary moment. Never been through anything like that in my life. And
you sound good, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I was talking
to
Tommy Chong. He was playing Calgary at the Great Eagle Casino there with my native friends at the Casino Reserve. And he said, drink all the hemp oil you can. He said, that's a cancer killer. So I'm trying to do that, you know. And I'm taking a lot of turmeric, which is also a cancer inhibitor. And it's good for Alzheimer's, too, but I don't have to worry about that. I'm already demented, but... I really am feeling good. So,
you
got to take care of yourself, and I'll take care of myself, and pray for you, and I certainly appreciate all the prayers I had from all the fans everywhere. It's made a big difference. I believe in that.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you you putting those nice words out for me online. That was really nice of you, and it meant a lot to me that you were trying to get people to pray for me, too, and...
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a scary moment I went through. I got four stents put in. Like I didn't know these arteries had been closing up for a while, I guess, under way too much stress. And, the diet wasn't the healthiest. But
I think I don't know, last time I ate with you, you were dieting pretty high on the hog, you know, all that shrimp and spaghetti and stuff. But
That was a great night.
Yeah,
I remember you boys came over. That was awesome when you guys came by. That was a memorable night day for me. Good time.
Yeah.
So, Jason, what are you doing with yourself these days? I know that recently you were working with Mick Foley doing the comedy tours. Are you still doing that? Or what's the day in the life with Jason right now?
It looks like Mick retired from doing the comedy shows now. So... on the forefront, we won't be doing that anymore, just because it was getting hard on his body so much of the travel. But I ended up reaching out to him and just I said to him, excuse me. I said to Mick, thank you for helping the boy, helping the man heal what the boy inside couldn't heal. And that was because he gave me the opportunity to go out there and still do what I wanted to do one more time around, what I thought that I should have kept doing many years ago in WWE. So I was always grateful to Mick for that. And he's the one who reached out and found me. And I'll always be thankful and grateful for that. But,
yeah,
on the forefront right now,
he was one of Owen's most devoted fans and friends.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, they got along really well. They were good friends. And
he's a very talented man, Mick Foley. I heard some of the stand-up routines pretty good, you know. And I was just wondering if you'd seen Edge and Christian's show. I saw a commercial about it, and I'd heard about it for some time now, but I've never actually watched the show itself. Have you seen it?
No. I haven't. I saw the first show, and I wasn't a fan of it. On the first show, they had made fun of Davey Boy Smith and Mike Shaw, and I thought, what the hell are they doing? Like, they've got a whole library of guys to make fun of. They've got a whole roster of guys to have fun with.
Why do you pick on deceased people? Those guys were superstars in their own right. They never used Mike Shaw, right? You know, Bastion Booger. That was a joke. I don't know who thought of the name. It sort of smells of Pat Patterson, but I shouldn't blame poor old Pat. He may have not had anything to do with it, but they just toyed around with him. It was a farce, and that's why they're drawing half what they used to draw.
Yeah,
Dave,
speaking of the
Edge and Christian show and the WWE Network, do you watch anything on the WWE Network, NXT, any products there today?
No, well, my dad has the network, so whenever I'm visiting my dad, I tune in. Or when there's stuff on, I can find that I can stream it for free online. So I stream it for special events sometimes. Vince, we're going to have to get on top of that, damn it.
You know,
WrestleMania? Did you think WrestleMania was up to par this one, last one round?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the women's match, but I guess I fell asleep halfway through. For some reason, I've been falling asleep during wrestling shows these days.
Well, sometimes if they're not up to snuff, you would fall asleep. I didn't like it. I thought it was probably the worst one I'd seen yet. And I didn't see every single one. But, I mean, I watched it. I might have missed the first bit of it getting there at my son Matthew's house in Calgary. But I really didn't. I was not impressed with any of it, really. I mean, it's nice to see Shane Michaels take a 20-foot drop, Mick Foley style, but I didn't really see the logic in a lot of it.
No, it was definitely quite an event there. It was not quite up to WWE's normal standards. I did have a follow-up question, though, with the WWE Network, because I've been actually looking around on the WWE Network, and, you know, you just look around and you find different snippets of Jason Sensation on it. You see different snippets of Smith Hart on it. I know that Rene Dupree, I don't know if either of you are familiar with Rene Dupree. He recently went and filed a lawsuit against WWE for likeness rights on the WWE Network because of a contract that he signed. And the contract was found to be void because he had signed a later contract that stipulated he wasn't entitled to any rights for anything on the WWE Network. But neither one of you have signed anything, to my knowledge, and I'm just curious. Have either one of you had any conversations with WWE or any lawyers in regards to likeness rights for your images on the WWE Network?
It's been brought to my attention that that's happened, that they've used my likeness and made different references to me in different ways. But unlike my dad, I try to keep the peace and be diplomatic. And, you know, it's a history of, you know, knowing, or at least my dad knew, like, five generations of McMahons and all that. You don't like to rock the boat. You hope that maybe they'll – maybe you treat your kids right, or your nephews or your cousins or whoever, nieces that might be working for them. But, you know, I know that in games and different, you know, commercials and stuff, they've alluded to me and used my name, my likeness. And I'm flattered at the same time, kind of bothered. I'm living in poverty, and I could use every penny I get with the Canadian government absolutely fucking me on my pension. But apart from that, I'm a drop in the bucket to them, and a few shekels my way wouldn't affect them much at all, but it would be wonderful for me. You know, I spend all my money on my kids, basically, and I don't have enough to really, with five kids, five legitimate kids, it's hard to, take care of them.
How about you, Jason?
But anyway,
I don't know,
and the more you let it build up, maybe, down the road I will sue them. I've never spoken to a lawyer about it, and I don't really want to ruffle their feathers, but at the same time, they really don't do much for me apart from comp tickets, and I certainly appreciate them. I don't know,
Jason,
if you get any residuals or royalties or any compensation from them at all, or let alone comp tickets, but, a lot of people really appreciate and value going to the WWE. But anyway, whatever, we'll see what happens, and that's a good point. I shouldn't sort of let it, maybe before I drop dead, I'll maybe deal with it somehow or other and see if they want to be,
You're going to be around for a long time, Smith. You ain't going anywhere.
I'm in the catering room here. It's probably the quietest place in this whole auditorium, and they were really good to me. And the caterers and Billy Corgan. I had some delicious flank steak with this horseradish and beet sauce on it, and I had some really delicious teriyaki salmon. So,
rubbing it in,
eh? Yeah, my
Jason.
Host here,
in case Jason didn't hear earlier. Smith is currently at a Smashing Pumpkins concert, hanging out in Billy Corgan's dressing room.
That's awesome. Indulging in the good stuff, huh? Good for you. Deserve it.
Smith, I have to ask, were you indulging in some of those hydroponics earlier with Billy Corgan?
I looked for you on the floor again, close to the stage.
So Jason, I wanted to touch on a few things. You've been, mentioned quite a bit recently on all the other podcasts, the likes of Vince Russo, the likes of Bret Hart, and Jim Ross's. What I wanted to talk to you about, and I talked off the air a little bit about, you were mentioned on Colt Cabana's podcast very recently in a situation that by Jay Lethal. And I was just wondering, I don't know if you'd had a chance to hear it or if you had your chance to know anything about this.
Yeah, I didn't actually hear the podcast. I had some fans write me about it on Twitter, and then I heard a couple of friends mention to me, so this is hearsay, but I heard that it was said that Jay Lethal had said that I challenged him online to say that I was a better impersonator of Macho Man, and I could do the Black Machismo ball a lot better than him, and that I told Jeff Jarrett that and tried to go into business for myself and take work away from him. Now, I don't know if that was actually what was said on the podcast, but judging by if that was said, if that's what was said and by hearsay only, I was brought backstage by Brian Kendrick and Paul London to a ROH event in Toronto. And because I had heat with Kevin Kelly, I didn't really make the rounds, and I was just back there for a while. But they snuck me into the ring for a roster picture. So just as the picture was about to be taken, Spanky and London threw me on their shoulders, and I was above everybody with my arms up. It was a really funny moment. And I was at the time when Spanky told me, the word's getting around that Jay Lethal has heat with you because you tweeted that you could do Machismo so much better than him. Now, here's the thing. When I was first on Twitter, I was going through some issues, and I might have tweeted something along those lines. I don't remember it. I swear I don't remember it. But that's what I said to Spanky at the time, like, whoa, man, I don't even remember tweeting anything like that. So please go apologize on my behalf and tell him I have no heat with him, and if he has heat with me, let's deal with it right now. So Spanky went to reiterate that message to Jay Lethal, and in the ring after I'd taken this picture, I made my rounds shaking everybody's hands, and I came across Jay Lethal, and we shook hands, said hello, embraced each other. Didn't seem like there were any issues. I also heard that he had said that he had no issues with me for saying that because he was a fan of mine. And I'm a fan of Jay Lethal's. I think he does a great Macho Man and an amazing Ric Flair. I have the utmost respect for him and the utmost respect for Jeff Jarrett, who took care, looked out for me while I was on the road with WWE. But I do not remember if I had made a tweet. I wasn't trying to make I don't remember it. And I know for sure that I did not go to Jeff Jarrett and tell him personally to try to go into business for myself to take work away from Jay Lethal. But if I made a tweet and I was trying to get work that way by creating some controversy on Twitter, then, hey, we're all human.
Well, and what did you think of Jay Lethal's Black Machismo Randy Savage impersonation? How was it, in your opinion, in the overall scheme of things?
Personally, I hate to toot my own horn, but I think I am one of the best Macho Man impersonators alive today. He was one of my favorites.
I think so, too. But
Jay Lethal did an amazing job, and I used to pop for it. I really think imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, and I used to pop for it every time. It was actually a segment of the TNA shows I would wait for. So I really liked it. I really appreciated the fact that Macho Man was also a fan of it. I remember seeing that he had given it the thumbs up, and he had endorsed it. So, yeah, I was a huge fan of him, and I do respect. I have utmost respect for him, and who knows, one day in the future, I'd love to go into business with him and have an impression contest. It'd be great.
You know, one of my favorite moments at an indie show that I went to was when I first started going to independent wrestling. This is going back to about 2003, 2004. And I was at a show in Toronto, and the advertisement on the show was that Bret Hart would be squaring off with Shawn Michaels, and it was going to be on the phone. And I went to the show, and I went backstage, and I saw Jason Sensation was playing both Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels on the phone, going back and forth with one another. You remember that?
I've done that so many times, I didn't even remember that. No.
No.
Jason, did you ever mimic Pat Patterson's voice? I wonder.
Jason, did you quit smoking yet, Jason? You come here, Jason. Come here and put out those cigarettes, or you know what? If you quit, have one on me.
I can't really
That's
do
not
that.
Bad. Not your best, but it's not bad.
Not bad at all. Another one that I had a great time. Can you tell me about the story there about when you impersonated Steve Austin to the Iron Sheik? I remember you telling me this story, and I laughed for weeks.
Oh, yeah. It was actually their nephews, Gian and Paige, had me in their basement while they were filming him upstairs. They were filming Sheiky answer phone calls on speakerphone, and I was in the basement actually making these phone calls. Excuse me. And one of them was
Paige was here earlier at the Billy Corgan soundcheck, and he's a big guy.
Oh, yeah?
Pumpkins Mark. Yeah, he was, yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love those boys, the twins. They're really good guys.
They are.
Yeah, I love the Maven boys. They've always been really good to me.
Go ahead, continue, Jay.
So, Sheik was answering calls, and I did an impression of Stone Cold calling him. And, he had heat with Hogan on these calls, but then Stone Cold called him, and he was just, so happy. Stone Cold, I have so much respect for you. And he was so going, putting Austin over. And then all of a sudden, I cut him up as Austin saying, I don't appreciate the fact
that when you and I were at WrestleMania's Hall of Fame and you went up to do your acceptance speech, you stole my gimmick and asked everybody for a hell yeah. And I got so bent out of shape, like, I meant you no disrespect, and I kept trying to play him. And he was really taken back by Stone Cold having heat with him. And I don't know if they ever told Sheiky that it wasn't actually Stone Cold having heat with him for using the hell yeah gimmick, but he definitely was very apologetic. Hey, when I got the chance, Matt, are you doing okay, man?
I'm doing great. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm just, my heart goes out to you, brother. I'm sorry you've been through so much lately. Yeah, you've been through a lot lately.
It's been quite the challenging month, but you, me, Smith, we've all kind of been there, lost a mother. There's nothing quite like losing a mother, I tell you that. So
yeah, exactly. It's the hardest thing in the world for me. I never got over it. Absolutely.
Are you going to the wedding, Jason? Are you going to Matt's wedding?
Not that I know of, but I'll be there in spirit.
Oh, come on, Jason.
Well,
you got to come.
Right here and now, you should invite him, Matt. Come on.
Way to put him on the spot, Smith. He's probably got a full list.
I invited Jason well over a month ago to my wedding.
Before you invited
I didn't realize.
Me. I'm insulted.
I didn't realize. I thought your list was full. I'll tell you, I would have come to your mom's funeral. I got a virus that was very contagious right at the time, or I would have been there. And my only chance of getting there was a ride with you. And there were kids in the car, and I just felt like I'm going to get everyone sick right before a funeral. And it was just an awful timing for what I was going through. And I don't want to put on air exactly what I had, but thank God I got over it. Thank God medicine killed it. But anyway, I'm really sorry that I didn't make that. So
you want to tune in the future, Jason. We've got lots of legitimate big stars coming on. Jinder Mahal is, I think, the next one. And some of the WWE officials, maybe they're retired now. But who else do we have? I don't have my list here.
Well, I know that we've talked to quite a few members of your family about being guests on the show here, too. So it's going to be quite an eclectic list of guests coming up. We're going to announce it week by week, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going to have people that are coming from Stampede Wrestling. We're going to have people that are relevant in today's business starting their way up. And we're going to have just a lot of friends just talking, chatting, and having a good conversation like we're having right now.
I have.
If you want to get me on your show, Smith, you better pay me $10,000, you dirty, rotten, stinking hyena.
You got it, buddy.
That's what I was going to say, isn't it?
I'm just joking.
I didn't hear that.
I said that's probably what Brett would say, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, maybe something like that. He's a little tame right now with his cancer. He's still recovering, and once he gets the catheter out of his crystal, he'll probably be a lot more normal. But,
hey, no hitman bashing.
No hitman bashing. I know that
Dogman Johnson is available for an interview, he told me, at any time. He's been helping Bruce with his interviews a little bit, and he's back in full form. He's got himself a couple of pit bull bitches.
I saw Bob Johnson. Actually, I saw a picture of him today down in Vegas at the Cauliflower Alley Club. Maybe next week we'll get him to come on and give us a report about what it was like down in Vegas this week. I know your sister's down there and your brother.
Ask him about the koalas and I think he had sex with an echidna or something when he was visiting Australia recently, visiting Jason Helton. But whoever, you know, it's more power to him.
Well,
Smith, that's why I keep the picture up on my Facebook. I'm deactivated right now, but I'll be back pretty soon. But that's why I keep the picture up of you and Brett and me together, because I just want to bring everybody back together, you know? That's from my heart. I would just love to see everybody have peace and love and joy and be all together like a big, one big happy family.
You know, Jason, I know that you were very close with Owen. You know, it was Owen that pretty much helped you get into the WWE in the first place. And you and Owen were very close over a lot of years. But, you know, I understand that it was Brett that really kind of brought you back. Like, you were pretty depressed after Owen passed, as everybody was. But your relationship with Brett, can you talk about what that was like in the wake of Owen passing?
Yeah, we actually connected years later after when Brett was in town doing, I think he was doing something for the History Channel, and then he was also doing the genie, Aladdin. Yeah, so that's when me and Brett really started to become close friends, and he's been a really good friend of mine. He's looked out for me, and I used to go to him a lot with my pain and my suffering and that big bag that I've been carrying on my back of resentment towards WWE, and he's helped me with that a lot. He's been a good friend of mine, and over the years, you know, I've had issues where I've called him in the middle of the night with problems, and he's been there for me, and, you know, he's always reached out for me, and even when my sister had a stroke, he right away got on top of getting a March of Dimes to help us with it, and he's really been a good friend. She's now in rehab through March of Dimes, thanks to Bret Hart and his friend Ruth. So I love Brett, and he's a great friend of mine, and I'm really grateful to have him as a friend.
Bret's beefsteak was to Hulk Hogan. You were there for Bret, always.
Pardon?
I said you were to Bret what Brutus Beefcake was to Hulk Hogan. You're always there for Bret. You always had his back.
I love you, Smith. I miss you, man.
Well, I'm in town, Jason. Maybe we can hook up if I can somehow get there. I'm here till Saturday.
Really? You're in Canada? You're in Toronto,
I'm sitting in Massey Hall right now, downtown Toronto.
No way. I'll come there right now.
Well, come on down. How far away are you? I got a ticket for you. I'll take you into the Smashing Pumpkins concert.
Really? I'll ride my bike there now.
I'll do it. I'll wait for you outside. How far away are you?
I could be there by when does this podcast finish? I don't want to ruin the podcast.
We can wrap this up at any time for you, Jason. Jason, if you want to go and have some fun with Smith Hart at a Smashing Pumpkins concert tonight, I say go for it.
Yeah,
that would be
Joey's
awesome.
Dressing room right now, and the show starts in 5 minutes. So he's out on stage already, and the exit door here on the side alley is where I bring you in. If you can ride your bike down here without having multiple heart attacks, cardiac arrest, get here. Get your scrawny little ass, Portuguese ass down here. And enjoy the show. I got a ticket. I got an extra ticket by chance.
Really? I could probably be there by
9:30. Can you be here by 9:30?
Yeah.
I will leave a ticket with the doorman for you then. I'll make arrangements, or at 9:30 I will leave my seat and come out to find you. The side alley, there's like a dead end there, and I don't know what side it is, but it's the alley side.
Well, I think that's as good a call as any to put an end to this show for this week. So, Jason, I say get on your bike, get moving, and get down to Massey Hall so you can sit there and have a good night with your buddy Smith Hart and Billy Corgan's Smashing Pumpkin Show. What do you think?
That's awesome.
Bring me some Phoenix tears. I need it for my cancer. Matt Ayers needs some sport gel, anal lube, if you got any handy, Jason.
Oh, you got it.
I'm waiting for you. I don't want to miss any of the show on account of you, but at 9:30 I'll be looking for you on the side alley door.
Okay, let's make it between 9:30 and 9:40. I'll do my best to be there. If I miss you, then at least leave it with the doorman.
Well, Jason, we want to thank you very much. Jason, we want to thank you for being a part of our very first show. A little bit of a cluster here today, a little bit of a mess with the getting the audio straightened at the very beginning. We want to thank everybody for being a part of it. But, Jay, we're going to have you back on. Is that all right?
I'd be honored. Anytime, please. Thank you.
All right.
It's been a pleasure and an honor. I love you both, guys. I love you, Matt, and I love you, Smith. You're forever friends of mine, and my heart goes out to to see you both, and I keep you in my prayers, and I love you, and thank you very much for having me on your show. God be with you, boys.
Jump on your unicycle and get down here. I'm waiting for you, and I'm going to sign off after you hang up.
All right, well, okay. Smith, thank you very much for everyone. We can find Jason, before you go, one thing. Where can fans find you?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Twitter at JasonSensationX, or I just joined Instagram at RealJasonSensation.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Smith Hart can be found on Twitter at SmithHart1, and he can also be found on Facebook trolling people at any time. I'm Matt Jossam. You can find me on Twitter at MattGarrett1, and everybody, want to thank for having a great first show, and we'll be back next week with our very special guest, Jinder Mahal.
I'll
thank
look
you, everyone,
for
and have a great day.
Adios, everybody.
Take care. God bless. I'll see you soon, Smith.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings of top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name. Selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at TrashCity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom. We are online only. Visit us at TrashCity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers.
Did you know that Totally Driven Entertainment has tons of different podcasts? As a matter of fact, we have podcasts on every day of the week with topics ranging from politics all the way to pro wrestling and total entertainment. On Monday nights, you have two amazing shows. At 6 p.m., you have Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. And at 11 p.m., we have the new show,
8 Flights Up.
So you guys definitely going to want to check out those two. On Tuesday at noon, we have Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira, where Mike gives us a rundown of everything in the world of professional wrestling this week. Moving into midweek, we have three shows that are totally different and totally driven. At 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, Hump Day, we have the Coco and Wee Wee Show. On Wednesday at 8 p.m., journey into the world of comics, cosplay, and more with Give No F's Cosplay, one of our newest shows. That brings us to Thursday. Thank God it's Thursday, because at 5 p.m., we have Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrer, where he wraps up the end of the week and talks a little bit about SmackDown, NXT, and some Japanese wrestling. Thursday night at 8 p.m., the show that started it all, Totally Driven Radio, with your hosts, Bay Ragney and Nick Wilkinson. This show has a little bit for everyone. There's celebrity gossip, interviews, Hollywood reporters, Dancing with the Stars moments, Metal, Mayhem, and Moondog. Friday nights at 8 p.m., Uncle Shawnee's Playground is guaranteed to make somebody mad and somebody cry. At 10 p.m. on Friday night, we have the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, where we talk all about the golden age of wrestling and what it was like back then to see amazing men do amazing things. Hey, and some of our best programming is on the weekends. On Saturdays at 10 a.m., you can listen to the Mojo Sports Show and talk all kinds of sports with Mr. Mojo. At 9 p.m. that night, Bay Ragney does Totally Driven Radio Rocks, where he features different kinds of music, different songs, different eras, just whatever's on his mind that week when it comes to music. Sunday's Funday at 10 a.m., start your weekend off with a Big Weenie. The Big Weenie Castanini Show is on every week, and it's sure to please. And ends the week with the Nerd Herd at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. You can join the TV Nation and you can talk all about the latest in TV, comics, and comic book movies. Bay's going to tell you what he's been watching. We're going to talk about our Men in Tights. And finally, we're going to do our top five list each and every week. It's a different list. Hey, and if you're not busy listening to your new favorite podcast, check out some of our social media pages. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, and more. Totally Driven Radio. Get driven. Stay driven.